Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. And folks, Anonymous in Ohio had pledged 2,000. Can I get a match? Please, can I get one match? Can I get a... I'll be very happy if you want to make me very happy for tonight. Someone match that 2,000 or match Wendy's 588 or Danny's 200. But if we can get a match on that, that would be great for tonight. Meanwhile, we're going to go back and we're going to hear another clip of Tom Horn since today Trump signed that bill. He signed the Epstein bill. So all of this stuff is going to come out. But we're going to give it to you before, and I don't know if they're going to, even stuff we're giving you, they may never bring out. They may decide that it's a security risk or something. And we want you to know very clearly that Epstein worked with Mossad, and he worked with the CIA. Mm-hmm. And folks, those are two organizations that are not good organizations, okay?
Yeah.
So go ahead and take it away.
Illustrating cult rituals and sex abuse of minors and adults, which also included ties to Hillary Clinton associates, and also, by the way, Senator Chuck Schumer, and actress Allison Mack of the Superman series, and other notables. This is something that was adjudicated early in 2019, during closing arguments in the Nixium trial involving self-help guru Keith Raniere. Raniere was not only found guilty of all charges involving sex trafficking of young illegal immigrant girls from Mexico, but human experiments and Satanism-inspired rituals that took place at the cult, according to the mountains of evidence exposed by the historic trial. Big League Politics reported on all that, and you can Google and read that for yourself online. But where they also said this, quote, the Nixium sex cult leaders, Keith Raniere, aimed for his branding of female sex slaves to be like a sacrifice, referring to the practice of human sacrifice, which is practiced in satanic rituals, they say. Continue, quote, do you think the person who's being branded should be held to the table almost like a sacrifice, Raniere said to his one-time co-conspirator, actress Allison Mack, in a 2017 conversation that was captured on audio tape. That's a feeling of submission. It probably should be a more vulnerable position, laying on the back, legs spread straight, held to the table, hands above the head, probably held almost like sacrificial, end quote. Now, one has to wonder if this revealing conversation was later followed by the disappearance of any of those young Mexican girls that reporter Lydia Cacho Ribeiro, who I referred to early in this series, had been investigating. One thing we know is as a result of what is called the law of diminishing returns, sex offenders often feel the need to raise their debauchery to increasingly higher levels in order to continue reaching satisfaction. So the question in my mind was, did Rainier or his associates advance from his fantasies about sex and human sacrifice to actually fulfilling his or their dark longings? Either way, and with all respect to the Nixium victims, what happened with Rainier and company is likely small potatoes compared to the satanic pedophilism that assuredly played out on Epstein's 72-acre orgy island and at his private estate. And by the way, 72, again, is a mystical number connected to the fallen watcher angels and also the worship of such. And as all Freemasons know, there are often telltale signs of occult devotion and participation that are openly hidden in the architecture and symbols that mark surrounding properties for the members of these type secretive groups. Occultists around the world understand the power of symbols and designs. And there are things on Epstein's Orgy Island that leap literally off the ground at you if you understand what you're looking at. Occultists know that these designs are not only for conveying psychological concepts, but they're actually meant to coerce mysterious, potent supernaturalism that has been invited to take up residence there. Now, that belief is deeply preserved in all of the Babylonian, Egyptian, Greek, Roman symbolism that is a part of occult and Masonic history. And according to famous Freemason Foster Bailey, such symbols intentionally hide a secret which veils mysterious forces, energies that can be released that have a potent effect on humanity. Scottish philosopher Thomas Carlyle once famously added, quote, "By symbols accordingly is a man guided and commanded, made happy, made wretched," end quote. And Masons in particular, as a result, are under oath never to reveal the true meaning of their symbols. And when somehow they might be compelled to offer explanation, they then are ordered to falsify the statement, even to lower degree Masons, as explained by Sovereign Grand Commander Albert Pike in the Masonic Handbook, Morals and Dogma, where he said, quote, "Masonry, like all the religions, all the mysteries, hermetic and alchemy, conceals its secrets from all except the adepts and sages or the elect, and uses false explanations and misinterpretations of its symbols to mislead those who deserve only to be misled, to conceal the truth which it calls light from them and to draw them away from it," end quote. Now, I'm raising the issue about Masonic imagery in particular at this point because a careful review of Epstein's Orgy Island and his other private properties provides scenery rich with symbols analogous with Masonic, arcane, and modern magic, including the powerful trident, by the way, considered of the utmost importance for sorcery and indispensable to the efficacy of infernal rites, as well as other motifs connected with Masonry and Muslim decorum that are suggestive and connected to, historically, sex slavery. For example, how many are aware that located on Epstein's Little St. James Lolita Island, also known by locals as Pedophile Island, or as I suggest, Orgy Island, where an endless supply of minors were being transported by a team of child abductors and forced to partake in debauched ceremonies involving Epstein and his wealthy, world-spanning pedophile friends. How many know that there is on that island is a temple, a very telling design, with a fake painted door and a medieval-era lock on a front door designed to actually keep people barricaded inside so that they couldn't escape, behind which is a serpent column connected in history to the Greek sacrificial tripod from ancient Delphi and Apollo. Again, Apollo, Apollyon, the angel god of destruction and spirit that the Bible says will inhabit the Antichrist. That causes one to question, by the way, whether the worst extremities of orgiastic rituals carried out at the temple against children may have actually been underground the occult structure. And might that explain why, on November 7, 2018, Epstein had a $100,000 self-loading cement mixer delivered to his island using an express bill of lading, an unusual expensive shipping method that doesn't require the cargo to be released. It's a shipping method that requires the customer to pay for the goods up front, making them responsible if damage occurs during shipment. And so in short, Epstein needed this machine really fast, the articles online about it say, and leads to questions of what he was perhaps trying to cover up.
Again, you know, we're taking a look at what you're hearing here. And like I said, Tom Horn, he does his research. Tom's been with me in the past, and he does his research. It's got to be facts. If he can't prove it, he won't say it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and we knew about that before, about him buying that cement mixer, that big truck or cement mixer to come out. And what was it he wanted to mix up very quickly and get? So what is it he's doing? Is it where the bodies of all these children are? What is it? You know, but we know that you're not going to hear out there on the legacy media. They're not going to talk about this part, all of the stuff we're hearing here tonight. So that's why we're here. 888-281-1110. Folks, we really have to hear from you. The phones, these phones have not rung the entire time that we just did this past segment, and we really do need to hear from you. Again, if you're gonna continue to hear from us, we need to hear from you. Before we go to the next segment.
Well, in honor of my buddy, Pastor Hal, I'm going to go ahead and donate $100. Get better, Pastor Hal.
There you go. $100 for Pastor Hal.
That's right.
Okay, and then I'll match that. I'll donate $100 for Pastor Richard.
All right. Get well, buddy.
All right, there you go. And the both of them are under the, you know, I guess what they have is called the old timers flu. It's a flu that's hitting elderly people pretty hard too.
Oh boy!
And so, anyhow, folks, keep Pastor Hal and Pastor Richard in prayer if you would.
Yeah.
All right. The numbers are 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Can we get anyone to match Randy or myself for Pastor Hal and Pastor Richard? Again, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I want to remind you, Jog County Right to Life is having their annual Christmas concert, folks. That's Sunday, December 7th, 7 p.m. at the Chesterland Christian Center at 11815 Chillicothe Road. That's Route 306 in Chesterland, Ohio. Now, let me just tell you, because Jog County Right to Life has been all volunteer from day one. No one ever got paid for doing. And let me tell you, people have spent many years. I myself spent 45 years on the streets in front of those abortion mills. Went to jail for preaching the gospel time, saving babies. But we saved a lot of babies. We did the Lord's work, okay? We weren't afraid to do what was right, okay? And so this Christmas concert that they put on, Pastor Steve Solchek and the good folks out at the it is good. You've been there, Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you get a blessing. You really get a blessing.
Yeah.
But, you know, here, the folks in Geauga, Lake Cuyahoga, Trumbull, Ashtabula, we really don't get the participation from the other churches we should out there in this area. Folks, these folks work hard and here to put on this wonderful concert, a beautiful concert. I'm going to ask you all to do me a favor out there. It's not for me, it's for the babies. We say babies. That's what we do. Why?
Yeah.
Because God's word in the Bible demands that we rescue those being led to the slaughter and drawn to death. That's not a suggestion. That's a demand. Abortion is America's national sin, folks. It's a horrible, horrible, evil, wicked sin. And this radio program here started. We started this 51 years ago to stop abortion. That was their main goal. And for many, many years, we were the only pro-life, you know, weekly pro-life radio station in Ohio where we were on fighting the good fight.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, what we were able to do is expose the corruption, because the abortion industry, they knew, they could tell you where every crooked judge, where every judge was on the take, every prosecutor that was on the take, every crooked cop that was on the take, who were taken, they could let you know. Well, we let you know where they were, too. And you know, again, our people, because our people, the pro-lifers, were totally mistreated. They were abused. But we had a voice then. This radio program was their voice, and it still is, loud and clear. And it's because you helped us out there, and that's why we need your help. But anyhow, come on up, join us on December 7th at 7 p.m. at the Chesterland Christian Center, 11815 Chillicothe Road, Route 306 in Chesterland, Ohio. For more information, you can call the church at 440-729-6203. And Lord's willing, I've been there. I've been there, everyone, and I spoke at everyone. So we're going to go back now, but I'm going to give you the numbers. 888-281-1110. We've got to get those phone lines ringing. We got to get them ringing, folks. 888-677-9673. So give us a call. Oh, Deacon John pledged 100. Thank you, Deacon John. Thank
all right.
You. Deacon John is one of those pro-life activists too himself.
Amen.
Thank you, Deacon John. All right, we're going to go to another clip.
Would see, but that disclose a radical level of occultism was indeed going on, and it is right out of the library of Aleister Crowley. On that, Douglas Ernst of the Washington Times released a stunner of a headline, November 4, 2016, which was, quote, WikiLeaks, Podesta invited to spirit dinner, hosts known recipes demand breast milk, sperm, end quote. Now that feature story involved WikiLeaks releases of stolen emails belonging to John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager at the time, besides WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange releasing Podesta and Hillary's emails, federal agents had also found documents linked to Ms. Clinton's email server while investigating former Congressman Anthony Weiner, who was later found guilty of sending illicit texts to a minor girl. But the Washington Times featured email in the story was one from John's brother, Tony, who was inviting John to a, quote, spirit cooking dinner, end quote, to be hosted at the home of Marina Abramovic, a so-called artist whose spirit cooking with essential aphrodisiac recipes had been released in 1996. Abramovic's recipes include ingredients similar to what infamous occultist Aleister Crowley taught his disciples to use when communicating with fallen angels: blood, urine, breast milk, sperm, and other elements that are consumed by the Satanists on particular nights to bring their actions and thoughts into contact with evil supernaturalism. Now, in the WikiLeaks releases, Abramovich emails Tony Podesta saying, quote, "Dear Tony, I'm so looking forward to the spirit cooking dinner at my place. Do you think you will be able to attend? Let me know if your brother John is joining. All my love, Marina," end quote. Now, Tony forwarded that email to John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, saying, "Are you in New York City Thursday, July 9? Marina wants you to come to dinner," end quote. It's unknown if John Podesta actually attended the ceremony or what may have taken place if he did, but Miss Abramovich is a self-proclaimed mystic whose artistic demonstrations include cutting and stabbing herself with sharp knives during masochistic rituals, depictions of cannibalism, getting naked and slithering about on the floor with snakes, and under the right circumstances, she says, seeing through a dimensional veil into the future. Aleister Crowley claimed the same kind of activity, and we know a bit about Mr. Brimovic's secret demonstrations from a thoroughly disgusting gala dinner that she conducted and that was hosted at the Mocha Grand Avenue on November 12, 2011 in Los Angeles, California. Several hundred guests were there that night, rich people, celebrities like Will Ferrell, Gwen Stefani, Tilda Swinton, Pamela Anderson, Governor Jerry Brown, Mayor Antonio Villagarosa, and numerous others. Each of them paid $2,500 and more to be seated, where human heads protruded as centerpieces through holes in dinner tables, and food was served that included bloody-looking meats and spaghetti that appeared to look like human intestines and bowels that had been created that way on purpose. Now, in the room that evening, nude performers lay on top of skeletons and breathed life into them, while life-size nude cake replicas of Abramovich and that evening's singer, Deborah Harry, were carried out and ritualistically sacrificed with large knives that were thrust into their hearts. The razor-sharp cutting devices exposed the murdered women's blood-red innards, followed by the evening's guests laughing and eating the two ladies. Now, I have to tell you, when I watched that presentation, and you can Google it and watch it yourself, but I don't recommend it. It's very gross. You could see the outrage that did not exist, where women, some of the people in this presentation are so-called women's rights advocates, and yet they are depicted consuming these slaughtered women that have been cut up and sacrificed for these devil worshippers, and they are laughing as they're consuming the female murder victims as if it was fun and entertaining. Anyway, beyond the absurdity of the symbolically satanic and revolting gala, the fact that formerly high-placed Hillary staffers or on a first-name basis with people like Abramovich and participate in spirit-cooking rituals is not only concerning, but it leaves reason to conclude that this is just the tip of the iceberg. I say that because, as devotees of Crowley occultism are fully aware, a sinister secret can be perceived from the Podesta emails having to do with Hillary and that series of sex magic rituals I referred to earlier that were conducted between January through March of 1946, these ceremonies that were called the Babylon Working. Abramovic and her intimate friends, the Podestas, also have private art collections, like, for instance, that that belongs to Tony Podesta, that similarly depict disturbing, cannibalistic decapitation, mutilation, and what I would consider child porn. For example, on April 28, 2016, Time magazine published a feature on John Podesta that showed him standing in front of one of his brother Tony's art pieces, and they described it this way, quote, "On the wall in his office at Hillary Clinton's Brooklyn headquarters, campaign chairman John Podesta has an oil painting on loan from his lobbyist brother, who is an avid art collector. The image shows two men hunched over a dining room table, bearing knives and forks."
All righty, we're back. And, you know, what you heard there, this Marina Abramovic, she had, her and Hillary have very, very close ties, okay? And also with the Podesta brothers, we had a former FBI agent who wrote a book. He was, his name, I believe, was Roger, I'm trying to remember, but he had written a book, was one of the bestsellers, and he was on the program some years ago. He was in charge of the White House, and he was, some of the things that he, when the Clintons were in the White House, he described it took place in there was just unbelievable, where they would have a Christmas trees, and it would be decorated with sex toys, and Hillary was behind all of this thing, yeah. The blast that would be blasphemy, and then some of the stuff I can't even tell you about. It would be how what was taking place with some of these women. A lot of this lesbian sex and that took place in there. Unbelievable. Anyhow, Tyrone in California pledged 50. Anonymous in Texas pledged 500.
All right.
Michelle in Minnesota pledged 500. Thank you. Joanne in New Jersey, 50. Mary in Michigan pledges 1,300. And Christine in New Jersey pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Folks, we're going to go in. I think we have one more clip that we're going to go ahead into. You know, when he was talking about a number of those women that were there at that orgy meeting where they were doing these things, were well-known feminists in the women's movement out here. Because the women's movement, you know, the rebellion is the same as witchcraft.
Yeah.
Many of those women today in the rebellion movement are involved in witchcraft, many of them,
yeah.
Okay? But anyhow, we're going to go ahead then. Well, we got a quick little song to play here, and then we'll be back right after this.
Just a baby, your carpenter son. baby's cry through the Bethlehem sky can be heard. Son of God, Son of Man, He is salvation's plan for the earth.
He's my Lord, too, and I hope he's your Lord, because if he's not your Lord, you're in big trouble. And, yes, that was Lisa and Lisa. And I met those two ladies some years ago. They came out and a couple times, and they performed at the Giocati Right to Life Christmas concert. They came out and volunteered their time to help us raise some money to save babies. And those are two very gifted ladies, aren't they? Very, very vocally gifted ladies, and I hope he's your Lord too, folks. There's only one Lord of Lords. There's only one King of Kings. You're free to believe whatever you want, but reality, here, you know. And I tell people when I sometimes debate some of these atheists, and I tell them, look, I'll never believe what you believe, but there's absolutely no chance that you will not believe every single word that proceeded from the mouth of God.
Mm-hmm.
There are no unbelievers out there. Those that have died in heaven or hell, they're all believers. And you will be a believer. Like it or not, it's going to happen. And, boy, wouldn't it be better to be a believer in heaven?
Hmm.
Alrighty. 888-281. We have about 25 minutes left tonight. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Let's go ahead and let's play another segment of Tom Horn.
On the table lays a man in a suit who looks vaguely like Podesta. And Podesta quips, "It's better to be the guy with the fork than the guy on the table." The painting is eerily similar to another art scene where Abramovich and Lady Gaga eat blood off of a simulated dead woman's naked body. Other examples of Tony Podesta's art include Luis Borges' The Arch of Hysteria, which is an 8-foot-long sculpture of a decapitated naked man's contorted body. This hangs, by the way, from the ceiling of the Podesta's stairwell. A nude woman is immersed in what looks like blood. A naked, dead Jesus is also among the collection. Photographs of naked children from Katy Grannan that would get normal people arrested. And numerous works by Serbian painters that depict near-naked, sad-looking children whose buttocks are red as if they have been tortured or punished. Now, on the decapitated sculpture, Harrison Crotchley at Sot, the Signs of the Times website, writes, quote, "Whether intentional or not, the sculpture bears a resemblance to one of serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer's victims," end quote. Crotchley then points to a link where one of Dahmer's fatalities was photographed, which for all intents and purposes looks identical to Podesta's headless art piece. And there is a caption on the photograph of Dahmer's subject that reads, "Dahmer photographed his victims' bodies in various positions that he found sexually significant. I could find no indication that Borgos, the artist that made Podesta's figurine, intentionally modeled the sculpture on the Dahmer photograph, but the similarity is striking, including the arch position, the slender frame, the prominent ribs, and the lack of a head." Earlier in his editorial, Crotchley makes the following relevant point about the Podesta art collection, Podesta's friends of choice, and the so-called Pizzagate collection. He writes this, quote, "The art is weird and disturbing and definitely speaks to the Podestas having deviant minds. The presence of Marina Abramović says a lot about these people. Spirit cooking is their idea of a good time. The type of events hosted at Comet Ping Pong and the fact that convicted pedophile Jared Fogle frequented the venue, which is owned by James Elefantis, a Washington insider and close friend of Hillary campaign manager John Podesta and his brother, is rather unnerving. Add in the Clintons' ties to convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and their connection to Anthony Weiner, who allegedly sexted with an underage girl, and we're left with an impression of something very unsavory going on in the heart of American politics," end quote. We could also discuss the Dutch whistleblower, Robert Bernard, who claimed in an interview earlier last year that he participated in secret sex cult societies that included similar depictions to those of Abramović, but with actual rituals and human sacrifice. And then there are the upper echelons of Hollywood, where veterans of the trade like John Robertson, Elijah Wood, Corey Feldman, and others claim that Hollywood is hiding its own dark secrets involving child sex abuse and cover-up. Robertson, in particular, says the filmmaking capital's rampant pedophilia includes an occult element. He said this in a recent interview, quote, "Much of what is used in Hollywood today during sex abuse of children that would be considered Luciferian in nature really comes from a lot of the druidic incantations, the druidic witchcraft, the worship of Gaia, of Earth, in 9th and 10th century England. And prior to that, you can trace that through Kabbalistic witchcraft and Jewish mysticism all the way back really to what was going on in Babylon. There is a distinct through line from the time of when the Babylonians were sacrificing kids to Moloch in the temple of the top of the Tower of Babel. From the time that they attempted to slap God in the face with that stuff to Hollywood today, you could do an exhaustive study and find a distinct through line in the practice of witchcraft," end quote. Even horror master and beloved actor Vincent Price was once a pitchman for Satanism in Hollywood. In fact, you can still get one of Price's original best-selling and now collector's item vinyl records providing step-by-step how-to guidance for listeners to conjure spirits and demons and even how to sell their soul to the devil. But what does all that have to do with Hillary Clinton, sex magic, and that thing I mentioned earlier called the Babylon working? After Vincent Pryde made his Hollywood debut in 1933, the occult became a hot commodity for the elite up through the early 70s, when it then continued but went mostly underground. While the Jesus freaks and the Jesus movement were spreading across North America, Europe, and Central America, as chronicled by Donna Howell in the book Final Fire, the same time period was giving rise to a counterculture that preferred occult mysticism over knowing Jesus. This was especially true with many popular musicians, bohemian artists, and author philosophers like William Burroughs, largely considered a leader of the so-called Beat Generation of the 1950s, that rejected conventional society and American Christianity and favored Zen Buddhism, free thinking, open sexuality, recreational drugs, mysticism, in which a renaissance of ceremonial magic and occult thought from spiritualists like Eliphas Levi, Helen Blavatsky, Aleister Crowley, these were all experiencing a huge resurgence.
Alrighty, we are back. And Dale in Michigan pledges 25.
All right, Dale.
And Mike in PA pledges 250.
All right.
And the numbers are 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. You know, when he was talking about these Hollywood, especially the Hollywood child stars, a number of them, and I'll tell you who... Oh, senior moment. The fellow that made, you know who I'm talking about, the one that made the Passion of Christ movie.
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson, yeah. Mel Gibson come out, and he really went into detail about the occult in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And but you've heard a lot of these child movie stars say how that they were used and in these movies, and they were scared to death, and they were used by these people. And you'll find out, too, just like with all of these names in here, I would say probably 95% or better are Democrats.
Hmm.
And then now Democrats are not what they used to be. They're not, the Democrats are gone. They're virtually communists and Satanists today. I mean, that the entire party. And if you look who's leading the party up, it's hardcore communists and Satanism. Mm-hmm. Their religion, the fastest growing church amongst those on the left, is the Church of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyhow, a lot of these things are happening today. You see now how, you know, the Pope is embracing transgenderism, and the other Pope, the last one, embraced LGBTQ, and they had that meeting where he sat in a chair and he had these people dancing all around him. These women were very scantily clothed, and the Pope just sat there. This is unbelievable, but again, this is where we're at today. So all of these signs of things is coming, yet you see this and I see this, but the vast majority of people out there are clueless. They don't have, they know that things don't seem to be right, and they know that there's something up, you talk to them, but they don't know why. Why? Because the answer to all of that's right there in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them will say, well, you know, I go and I read that Bible, and I don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me. Well, let me ask you this. Before you do that, have you prayed? Do you pray and ask God to give you discernment and understanding and open your eyes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No. Well, you know, it might be a good idea to do that. Better idea yet to repent of your sin and ask the Lord Jesus into your heart.
Yeah.
Then your eyes will be opened, And as Jesus said, know the truth and the truth will set you free.
That's
Amen.
Right.
See, what God says works. I mean, it really does work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If people understand, if they have just a little bit of faith, that's why we're always trying to tell you, if you only knew that the power in prayer that's really there, if you only knew that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, again,
yeah.
But our job is, our mission, the Great Commission,
mm-hmm.
is to get as many people to heaven as we can.
Yes, sir.
And see, the difference between us and the Democrats out there, the Democrats hate us. We don't mm-hmm. hate them, okay? They hate us, and they don't know why. They're mm-hmm. they're angry. And, you know, one of the things that I've had people say, I remember I had a woman actually come storming up to me one day, and she said, you know, you make me sick.
Hmm.
Well, you know, I said, well, if I make you sick, who was it made you ugly? Because she, she was a mean woman. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But anyhow, then I went on. And the reason she said that was she said, you are so certain about what you're preaching, and you can't be that certain. I said, yes, I can. I'm preaching the Word of God. The Word of God is absolutely 100%. Mm-hmm. It's the greatest authority, the greatest source of wisdom there is out there. Okay?
Yeah, that's right.
And but anyhow, folks, that's reality.
Mm-hmm.
That's reality. And with the reality, that's why we're here tonight, the most important part of the program.
That's right.
Someday there won't be any radio.
Mm-mm.
Someday there won't be any internet, and I'll be happy about that.
Okay?
someday there won't be any Republican or Democratic Party.
Right? That's right.
Someday there's not going to be any more abortion, any more all of what we're talking about here mm-hmm. tonight. And one of these days, the Epstein Island orgy will be all forgotten.
Yes, sir.
But what God's Word, the Bible says, is going to happen.
That's right.
And we're heading there. It's been right on course now, the last 6,000 years. And if you want to know where we're at, there's a timeline. Just read 2 Timothy chapter 3 in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of the attributes that is mentioned there, and then go to Romans chapter 1, is prevalent today.
Mm.
But you say, well, there's always been parts of that. You know, what you find there's always been, yeah, that, but not everything.
Mm-hmm.
Not like it is today. Not like mm-hmm. it is today. And you're seeing right now what's happening, Randy. We're seeing the unsealing of the mm-hmm. book that Daniel spoke about,
yeah.
that the angel told Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing that it's taking place live right before our eyes.
Yeah.
And we keep telling people out there, and
mm-hmm.
Lord, I hope that they open their eyes and listen.
Yeah.
But why don't you tell the folks, Randy, how they can avoid that burning lake of fire? Because it's real. It's real.
Amen. Amen. Listen, the Bible says that everything that is hidden shall be revealed. And there's another phrase we use. You can be sure that your sin will find you out. And so I want to share with you tonight. There's a frame that's coined in the auto industry, and it talks about for a vehicle being able to stop on a dime. And we would use that also. I used to race motorcycles, and it refers to, again, not just how fast you can go, but you need to make sure that vehicle could stop. And so stopping on a dime, I want to share with you, if your life is going at a fast pace, whatever pace it's going, I encourage you to stop right now if you don't have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I want to share in that illustration or parallel of stopping on a dime, these 10 verses in Matthew 11, verses 20 through 30. And it reads, and it says, then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. And this is talking about Jesus, and upbraiding means to chide or to really give it to because of disapproval to the people that were there. And it says, woe unto thee, Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented a long time ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. And what I want to say to you is that the Bible talks about not only here as we see the mighty works, but it talks about the works of Christ, that if it could have been written in the books, all that Christ had done on the earth, it says that the world could not contain all of those books. So we read a lot in the 66 books, and we read a lot in the New Testament about what Jesus did. But you need to understand that everything that he did, it couldn't be contained in the books. And I say that to say this, there are things that God has done in our lives, things that God has done even right now, and things that he is doing that are considered as mighty works. And the question is, can you hear him? Can you recognize those mighty works? Can you stop on a dime right now and hear what God is trying to say? Because if you depart this earth without Christ, your eternal place will be the place of hell. And then that is going to be turned over into the lake of fire. And so he says this, as we were talking about things that were hidden, even in the earlier message, he says, and at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he whomsoever the Son will reveal him. So he says this, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so I say to you as I close that, listen, if that's you that can hear his voice, accept him tonight in your eternal place. Your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and your eternal place will be with him. Go ahead, Pastor.
All righty, folks. He just said it. Everything he just said. Again, if you heard that message, that means you're alive. And if you're alive, the last act of living is dying. And then the judgment, be prepared. Don't die in your sin. Please, don't do that. Okay. Well, we're coming up to that time that we come to every night where we say, he's going to say 30 seconds, right? Oh, there you go. He said it. Okay. Where we say, thanks for being here. Thanks tonight for folks. We had a good night. We thank you very much.
Blessed night.
We still have 7 minutes to call if you want to.
Thank you for the crew back there, too.
Yeah. Thank all the crew.
Yeah.
So we say, God bless.
God bless.
All, and always. Ready?
Keep fighting the fight.
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 Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.